4 slices stale white bread, preferably country loaf style, torn into cubes. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 2 tablespoons rice wine vinegar. 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 2 tablespoons fresh basil, chopped, for garnish. 1. Toss the chopped vegetables and the bread together in a large bowl. Sprinkle the olive oil, vinegar, lemon juice, salt, and pepper over it all, then toss again. Press down to release the juices of the vegetables, then cover with plastic wrap and place in the refrigerator at least 1 hour. Overnight is ideal. 2. Transfer the chilled ingredients to a food processor or blender and puree. If you want it to be smoother and less chunky, add up to 2 more tablespoons olive oil, a little at a time, blending well between each addition. 3. Taste and add a splash more vinegar, salt, and pepper if desired. Cover and refrigerate again until well chilled. 4. Serve sprinkled with chopped fresh basil. Parmesan croutons. These are lovely in gazpacho or in a salad, or eaten by themselves, honestly. If your bread is fresh and not slightly stale, place the slices of bread in a 300-degree Fahrenheit oven for 1 to 2 minutes to dry them out slightly before cutting them into cubes. You can use any kind of bread for these. It's a great way to use up stale bread. You can also substitute melted butter for the olive oil. What you need: 4 thick slices country bread, slightly stale. 4 tablespoons olive oil. 2 teaspoons grated Parmesan cheese. Pinch dried oregano. Pinch dried basil. Pinch dried thyme. Pinch garlic powder. Sprinkle of salt. 1. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil or baking parchment. 2. Cut the crusts off the slices of bread if desired. Cut the bread into small cubes. 3. In a medium bowl, mix the olive oil, Parmesan cheese, oregano, basil, thyme, garlic powder, and salt. Add the bread cubes and toss to coat. 4. Transfer cubes to the lined baking sheet and bake about 20 minutes until golden brown. Cool completely before serving or transferring to storage container of your choice. Breads. The thing I love to bake most of all is bread. I apologize for the delicious smells that emanate from my house on a regular basis to all of you nearby who function best on high-protein, low-carb diets. Grains are magically associated with abundance and prosperity. Basic white bread. This is the current version of my go-to basic bread. It slices well for sandwiches. I use a stand mixer to knead my regular weekly bread, although I will make magical breads by hand to infuse them with specific energy. This is a wet dough that works well in a stand mixer. This recipe yields 2 loaves. What you need: 2 teaspoons active dry yeast, pinch sugar, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons vegetable oil divided, 2 cups warm water, 5 cups bread flour. Flour substitutions. You can substitute up to 1/2 whole wheat flour for the bread flour. You may need a bit of extra liquid to account for it. Add the whole wheat flour first and let it sit for a bit to absorb some liquid before adding the rest of the bread flour and mixing. You may want to let it rise a bit longer too. 1. Combine yeast, sugar, salt, 1 tablespoon oil, and water in a medium bowl. Allow the yeast to activate and become foamy, which can take 5 to 10 minutes. 2. Stir in 2 cups flour, then add the remaining flour cup by cup. If the dough is still very sticky and you are unable to handle it, add extra flour a little bit at a time. The dough shouldn't be dry, however. 3. Turn dough out onto a lightly floured surface and knead for 5 to 8 minutes. The dough is damp. The extra water means you don't have to knead it as much. Use just enough flour to keep it from being a mess. 4. Oil the inside of the bowl with 1 teaspoon oil and return the dough to the bowl, turning to coat the entire surface with oil. Cover the bowl with a damp cloth and put it inside an unheated oven to rise about 1 hour. 5. Remove the dough from the oven and punch it down, folding a couple of times. 6. Lightly oil the inside of 2 loaf pans with the remaining 1 teaspoon oil. Cut the dough in half and shape each half into a loaf. Lay them in the pans, turning to coat with oil again. Put the loaves in the unheated oven and allow them to rise 30 minutes more. 7. Remove the pans from the oven. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 8. Place loaves in heated oven and bake 30 minutes until golden brown on top. Remove from pans. The bottoms should sound hollow when knocked after being tipped out of the pans. If the bottoms are soft or the knock is heavy instead of hollow, return them to the oven for a few minutes, then check again. Allow to cool on a rack. Herb rolls. When I've made these, my kids will ignore the sandwich bread and use these for sandwiches and snacks instead. And I can't blame them. They're lovely with a wedge of cheese. This recipe yields approximately 16 rolls. What you need: 1 teaspoon active dry yeast, pinch sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 4 teaspoons melted butter divided, 1 cup warm water, 2.5 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon minced fresh chives, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, basil, rosemary, thyme, marjoram, oregano, 2 teaspoons vegetable oil to coat bowl and pan. 1. Combine yeast, sugar, salt, 2 teaspoons melted butter, and water in a medium bowl. Allow the yeast to activate and become foamy, which can take 5 to 10 minutes. 2. Stir in 1 cup flour. Stir in the seasonings. Then add the remaining flour in 2 parts. If the dough is still very sticky, add extra flour a little bit at a time to allow it to be handled. The dough shouldn't be dry, however. 3. Turn out onto a lightly floured surface and knead 5 to 8 minutes. The dough is damp. Use just enough flour to keep it from being a mess. 4. Oil the inside of the bowl with 1 teaspoon of oil and return the dough to it, turning to coat the entire surface with oil. Cover the bowl with a damp cloth and put it inside an unheated oven to rise, about 1 hour. 5. Remove dough from the oven and punch it down, folding a couple of times. 6. Lightly oil a baking sheet or flat pan with the remaining oil. Twist off knobs of dough and shape them into your preferred size. I like about 1.5-inch diameter balls. Lay them on the pan, barely touching one another, in neat rows. Brush the tops with remaining melted butter. Put the pan in the unheated oven and allow the rolls to rise 45 minutes more. 7. Remove the pan from the oven. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 8. Place the rolls in heated oven and bake 30 minutes until golden brown on top. Allow the rolls to cool on a rack. Main dishes and sides. The core of your meal. The first two recipes are classic comfort foods, and the potato recipe pairs with just about everything. Pot roast. Meat carries life energy, as does red wine, which you might choose to use in this recipe. Garlic and onions are associated with good health. The protein in meat also serves to ground you. If you can, experiment with using grass-fed or free-pastured beef. The flavor is truly a revelation. Serve this over mashed potatoes with carrot coins sautéed quickly in butter. This recipe serves 4. What you need: 3 pounds boneless blade roast, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground pepper, 3 large cloves garlic, peeled and finely minced, 2 tablespoons Montreal steak seasoning, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2 small yellow or red onions, peeled and diced, 1 cup sliced white button mushrooms, 1 cup beef broth, 1 cup red or white wine, 2 teaspoons cornstarch. 1. Rub the roast with the salt and pepper, garlic, and Montreal steak seasoning. Allow it to sit about 1 hour at room temperature. 2. Pour 1 tablespoon olive oil into a deep, wide sauce pot or a Dutch oven, and heat it on the stovetop over medium-high heat Add the roast and sear it on all sides. Remove roast and allow it to stand on a plate while you do the next step. 3. Reduce the heat to medium-low. Add the remaining tablespoon olive oil and sauté the onions till soft. If the residue on the bottom of the pan gets too brown, reduce the heat further, add a bit of water, and scrape it up into the onions. Add the mushrooms and stir, sautéing a bit longer. Pour in the beef broth and wine and stir, scraping up the crunchy bits from the bottom. 4. Place the roast back into the pot and pour in any juices that have accumulated while it rested. 5. Cover the pot and reduce heat to just above minimum. Allow roast to cook about 2 hours, then carefully flip it. Cover the pot again and allow roast to cook another 2 hours. 6. Test the roast by pulling some apart with 2 forks. If it shreds easily and is moist inside, it's done. If it's hard to pull apart, cover it again and let it cook longer. Check every 10 minutes, adding a bit more wine or broth if necessary. When the meat is easily shredded, remove about 1/4 cup of the cooking liquid to a small bowl and whisk in the cornstarch. 7. Push the meat to one side of the pot. Raise the heat to medium-high and stir in the cornstarch mixture. Allow it to come to a boil to thicken the gravy. Taste the gravy and adjust seasoning if necessary. Turn off the heat and shred the rest of the pot roast with forks in the pot. Serve hot. Baked macaroni and cheese. This is nice when made with whole wheat pasta. The nuttiness of the pasta complements the cheese sauce nicely. Undercooking the pasta just a tad allows it to remain firmer and hold its own against the cheese sauce. Dairy products are associated with nourishment and health, and grain products are associated with prosperity and abundance. This recipe serves 5. What you need: 8 ounces regular or whole wheat pasta, rotini, fusilli, or shape of your choice. 1 teaspoon plus 3 tablespoons plus 1.5 tablespoons butter, divided. 1/4 cup flour. 2.5 cups milk. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Pinch onion powder. Pinch garlic powder. 1 cup shredded Gruyere cheese. 1 cup shredded Gouda cheese, preferably smoked. 1 cup shredded Oka or Port-Salut cheese, or other semi-soft, smooth, and creamy cheese. 1 cup shredded sharp cheddar. 1/2 cup breadcrumbs. Panko is ideal. Experiment with flavors. In addition to the spices called for in this recipe, you could also add a pinch or two of Herbe de Provence and a dab of Dijon mustard, or a pinch of nutmeg. Enjoy experimenting. 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. Cook the pasta according to the package directions, but for 1 minute less than indicated. Drain, return to the pan, and stir in 1 teaspoon butter. 3. In another large saucepan, melt the 3 tablespoons butter over medium heat. Stir in the flour and cook 1 minute, stirring constantly. 4. Pour in 1 cup milk and whisk to combine the paste with the liquid. Add the remaining milk and keep whisking. Add the salt and pepper, onion powder, and garlic powder, and cook approximately 5 minutes, stirring constantly, until the sauce has thickened to a creamy consistency. Remove from the heat and stir in the grated cheeses. Check seasoning and adjust if necessary. 5. Pour sauce over pasta and stir together gently. Pour into a baking dish. 6. In a small bowl, use a fork to blend together the breadcrumbs and 1.5 tablespoons butter. Sprinkle over top of the macaroni. 7. Bake about 30 minutes. Don't overbake. This is supposed to be creamy. Rosemary potatoes. I love how potatoes get sweet when you roast them. I use russets when I can, but Yukon Gold or other yellow-fleshed potatoes also work in this recipe. Rosemary and lemon brighten them nicely. This recipe serves 4. What you need: 1 pound mini potatoes, 1 tablespoon olive oil plus 1 teaspoon, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh rosemary, 2 teaspoons lemon juice, 1 clove garlic peeled and minced, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 half teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, pinch cayenne pepper. 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil and brush with a teaspoon of olive oil. 2. Cut potatoes in half. Larger ones can be quartered. Place in a large bowl and add the rest of the ingredients. Stir well to coat. 3. Spread the potatoes on the baking sheet and place in the oven. Roast 15 minutes. Stir, turning the potatoes over, and roast another 15 minutes or until a knife inserted slips in easily and the insides are tender. Serve. The benefits of teas. Tea offers physical benefits beyond the comforting feel of a warm cup in your hand or a shot of caffeine. L-theanine is a non-dietary amino acid found in tea leaves. L-theanine encourages relaxation and promotes dopamine levels. It's a compound that relieves stress and affects brainwave patterns to behave as they do when the body is relaxed, raising alpha frequency waves to foster an alert, calm state. It's found in both green and black teas, with levels highest in green tea like matcha. Note that you should research any herb before using it in a tea. Check interactions with any medications that you already use and any possible contraindications for your existing allergies. Here are some common components of herbal teas and information about them. Chamomile. Daisy-like plants from the Asteraceae family, the chamomile used in medicinal and herbal applications, is most commonly Roman chamomile, Chamomilium nobile, and German chamomile, Matricaria chamomilla. Chamomile tea is often used for anti-anxiety, its sedative effect, and the promotion of relaxation in general. It should not be used by pregnant women, as it can trigger uterine contractions. Lavender. If there is a classic herb associated with serenity, relaxation, and calm, it's lavender, Lavangula angustifolia. It's particularly good for addressing emotional stress, although it functions for physical and mental stress as well. Try adding a pinch of lavender flowers to any black tea, or blend it with chamomile, verbena, and a bit of mint for a pleasant, de-stressing herbal tea. Lemon balm. Lemon balm, Melissa officinalis, has relaxing properties that help soothe headaches, calm anxiety, and treat insomnia. It's good to take when you're coming down with a cold, too, as it has antiviral properties. The flavor is delicate and lemony. Lemon verbena. Lemon verbena, Aloysia citriodora, also called Lipia citriodora, promotes restful sleep, works as an anti-inflammatory, improves digestion, calms nerves, eases stress, and functions as an antioxidant. The flavor is fresh and lemony. Passionflower. Passionflower, Passiflora species, combats anxiety, panic, insomnia, and depression. It also has analgesic properties, which means it calms nerve pain. It can help balance mood as well. The taste is mild and fresh. Pregnant women should avoid passionflower, as it can stimulate uterine contractions. Skullcap. American skullcap, Scutellaria lateriflora, is used to treat anxiety, headaches, and insomnia. It's a nervine that promotes relaxation and a sense of well-being in the face of stress. Make sure the skullcap you use is American skullcap. Chinese skullcap, Scutellaria bicalensis, is an entirely different plant with different applications. Vervain. Vervain, Verbena officinalis, possesses an anti-anxiety, relaxant, sedative effect, as well as functioning as a strong antioxidant. It packs a lot of vitamin C. The taste can be bitter, so it's good to mix it with other herbs or add some lemon and honey. Note, thanks to its botanical name, vervain is sometimes confused with verbena. See earlier entry. Bath and shower care. Hygiene is a necessity, But there's no reason why you can't max out the enjoyment at the same time. Self-care can include the basic level of hygiene, just as it can include the basics of eating food to survive. But turning it into an enjoyable experience and a special moment, that's magical, and it really nourishes the soul beyond simply the body. Add special energy to your baths and showers by making and using magical mixtures like these scrub bars, bath bombs, bath oils, and bath salts. Shower scrub bars. Sugar scrubs are decadent, but can get a bit goopy sitting in a jar. Why not try a sugar scrub cube or bar instead? This blend has oils and beeswax to nourish the skin, and superfine or castor sugar to help gently slough off dead skin cells. If you don't have superfine sugar, run regular granulated sugar through your blender or food processor to reduce the size of the granules. You can add grated lemon zest to the mixture before you add the sugar as well. Start with a teaspoon of zest. If you decide you want a stronger lemon smell, add more. Shea butter and beeswax may be found at health food stores or ordered online. What you need: 2.5 tablespoons coconut oil, 2 teaspoons shea butter, 2 tablespoons beeswax granules, chopstick or craft stick, 10 drops rose essential oil blend, see tip, 6 drops lemon essential oil, 1 to 2 drops red food coloring, optional, 1/2 cup superfine or castor sugar, silicone molds, waxed paper, storage container. What to do? 1. Place the coconut oil, shea butter, and beeswax in a small, microwave-safe bowl or container. Microwave at high power for 30-second stretches, stirring periodically with a chopstick or craft stick as oils begin to melt. When all the oils have mostly melted, remove from the microwave and stir to complete the melting and to combine. 2. Stir in the essential oils and food coloring, if using. 3. Slowly pour in the sugar while stirring. If the mixture gets stiff, pop it in the microwave for 15 to 20 seconds. 4. Pour or scoop the mixture into the silicone molds and set aside to cool. 1/2 hour in the freezer should do it. 5. Wrap the bars individually in waxed paper, then store them in a sealed container. If your climate is hot and you find your scrub bars getting a bit mushy or melty, pop them in the fridge. 6. To use the scrub bar, warm it between your hands a bit, then gently rub it against your skin to lightly buff away dead skin cells. Follow with a warm water rinse. Alternatively, take a bar into the shower or bath with you. Use smaller portions for this, as the scrub bars will melt in the warm water. Tip: pure rose essential oil is extremely expensive. Bottles of rose essential oil usually come already diluted. Using that kind is absolutely fine. You may want to adjust the amount of rose oil up or down according to your sensitivity. For extra rose power, or to replace some of the essential oil blend, you can crumble a few dried rose petals into the blend as you're mixing it all together. Lemon Rosemary Salt Exfoliating Scrub. Scrub bars are easier to handle to exfoliate your body in the bath, but for feet and hands, you may prefer a loose scrub. This is a bright, citrus and herbal-scented scrub that will lift your spirits while polishing away dead skin. Lemon is excellent at removing negative energy and encouraging joy, while rosemary is good for healing, protection, and improving focus. What you need: 1 cup salt, juice of 1 medium lemon, zest of 1 medium lemon, 1.5 tablespoons olive oil, 1 sprig fresh rosemary, 8-ounce glass jar with lid. What to do? 1. Mix the salt and the lemon juice. Stir in the lemon zest. 2. Stir in the olive oil and mix thoroughly. Add more if you want your scrub to be less dry. 3. Chop the rosemary sprig finely and add to the mixture. If you don't want the woodier stems, strip the leaves off and discard the stems, chopping the leaves alone. 4. Store in a small jar. Allow to mellow for a day or so. Stir or shake before using. Keep scrub in the fridge or another cool spot because of the fresh rosemary. 5. To use, scoop out some of the scrub and massage it gently on your skin. Rinse with warm water and pat dry. Tip: try to use finely ground sea salt for this one. The coarser the salt, the harsher the scrub will be on your skin. Vanilla Cookie Sugar Scrub. This scrub has a cozy, comforting smell. If you're a fan of freshly baked cookies, this may be the scrub for you. Coconut oil has a subtle fragrance and feels luxurious on the skin. This recipe is so good, it smells like dessert. Technically, it's not, although all the scrub ingredients are safe for consumption. If you lick your fingers, I won't tell. What you need: 1/4 cup coconut oil, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 4-ounce glass jar or plastic storage container with lid. What to do: 1. Mix all the ingredients together in a small jar. 2. To use, massage onto skin, then rinse with warm water. Pat dry. Tip: wouldn't this smell amazing with a pinch of ground cinnamon? Then it could be a snickerdoodle scrub. Or add a pinch of ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice, and make a gingerbread scrub. Bath bombs, master recipe. These delightful little fizzies are excellent magical tools. Visualize the bubbles filling you with the energy you've programmed into the bath bomb, or imagine the fizziness scouring away negativity. The yield of the recipe depends on the size of your molds, but if each bath bomb is about 1/4 cup, then it should make about 18. If your mold is a bit bigger or smaller, your yield will be different. Citric acid can be found in health food stores, in winemaking shops, or ordered online. This is the basic recipe and instructions. Following it are various magical versions you can make. Use them as inspiration and design your own. What you need: small glass or plastic bowl, 1.5 cups baking soda, 1/4 cup Epsom salts, 3/4 cup cornstarch, food coloring, 1 to 2 teaspoons water, plastic gloves, essential oils of your choice, or see recipes that follow, 3/4 cup citric acid, silicone or plastic molds, see tip. What to do: 1. In a glass or plastic bowl, whisk together the baking soda, Epsom salts, and cornstarch. 2. Add a couple of drops of food coloring and a color you associate with your magical goal, see following recipes, to the water. Add it a few drops at a time to the dry mixture and mix well with gloved hands. Don't add too much water at once. Your goal is to avoid activating the fizz of the baking soda. When the mixture holds its shape when you press some of it together, add between 6 to 8 drops of essential oil and mix well. Mix in the citric acid. 3. Firmly pack scoops of the blend into each mold. Don't fuss too much about how pretty it looks. Just press it in firmly. Allow it to set 2 to 3 hours, then gently pop the shapes out and let them dry out for another day. Store them in an airtight container. 4. Repeat until the base mixture has all been molded. Tip: soap molds and large candy molds work well for this craft. Silicone muffin tins are great too, because you can also use them to make the scrub bars in this chapter. Make sure to reserve molds used for body care products for that use only. Moon Magic Bath Bombs. This bath bomb is full of lunar energy to help you open yourself to intuition, serenity, and the acceptance of flow and transition. This will make roughly 4 bath bombs of approximately 1/4 cup each. Adjust your number of stones if your molds use more or less than 1/4 cup each. What you need: 8 tablespoons baking soda, 1.5 tablespoons Epsom salts, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon water, 1/2 teaspoon freshly grated lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon crumbled dried rose petals, blue or purple or blue and red food coloring, 4 drops jasmine essential oil, 4 drops lemon essential oil, silicone or plastic molds, 4 small moonstones. What to do: 1. Center and ground. 2. Follow the general instructions for the previous bath bombs, master recipe. Add the zest and petals while blending the ingredients together, saying, lemon, bring me joy. Rose, bring me love of myself. 3. Add a few drops of the blue food coloring to the water to tint the mixture a very pale blue. If you want a pale lavender but don't have purple, use part blue and part red. 4. Add the essential oils and say, jasmine, lend your serenity. Lemon, bring me purification. 5. Pack 1/8 cup of the mixture into a mold. Place the moonstone in the center, then pack the second 1/8 cup on top. Press down firmly. Repeat with the next 3 molds. Tiger Magic Bath Bombs. This bath bomb is designed for courage and strength to help you boost your confidence. This will make roughly 4 bath bombs of approximately 1/4 cup each. Adjust your number of stones if your molds use more or less than 1/4 cup each. What you need: 8 tablespoons baking soda, 1.5 tablespoons Epsom salts, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon water, 1 pinch ground ginger, 1 pinch ground nutmeg, yellow or orange or yellow and red food coloring, 4 drops bergamot essential oil, 4 drops sandalwood essential oil, silicone or plastic molds, 4 small tiger's eye stones. What to do: 1. Center and ground. 2. Follow the general instructions for the bath bombs, master recipe. Add the spices while blending the dry ingredients together, saying, ginger, bring me power. Nutmeg, bring me courage. 3. Add a few drops of the food coloring to the water to tint the mixture yellow or orange. If you don't have orange, use part yellow and part red. 4. Add the essential oils and say, bergamot, lend me your positivity. Sandalwood, bring me grounding and confidence. 5. Pack 1/8 cup of the mixture into a mold. Place a tiger's eye stone in the center, then pack the second 1/8 cup on top. Press down firmly. Repeat with the next 3 molds. Blessing Bath Bomb. If you feel like you need a bath that purifies and uplifts you, look no further. This magical bath bomb will do the trick. This will make roughly 4 bath bombs of approximately 1/4 cup each. Adjust your number of stones if your molds use more or less than 1/4 cup each. What you need: 8 tablespoons baking soda, 1.5 tablespoons Epsom salts, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon water, 1/2 teaspoon crumbled dried rose petals, 1/4 teaspoon silver biodegradable cosmetic grade glitter, optional, 4 drops jasmine essential oil, 4 drops sandalwood essential oil, silicone or plastic molds, 4 small clear quartz stones. What to do: 1. Center and ground. 2. Follow the general instructions for the bath bomb's master recipe. Add the petals while blending the dry ingredients together, saying, rose, bring me purification. 3. Blend the glitter, if using, into the dry mixture. 4. Add the essential oils and say, jasmine, uplift me. Sandalwood, bless me. 5. Pack 1/8 cup of the mixture into a mold. Place a clear quartz stone in the center. Then pack the second 1/8 cup on top. Press down firmly. Repeat with the next 3 molds. Tip: cosmetic grade glitter is fun to add to this bath bomb. Remember, less is more, no more than 1/4 teaspoon per smaller recipe batch, and wipe down your tub after using it if you have pets. Look for biodegradable glitters. Gentle Dreams Bath Bomb. Remove negativity and soothe your stress before bed by using this bath bomb full of lavender and lemon balm. What you need: 8 tablespoons baking soda, 1.5 tablespoons Epsom salts, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon water, 1 teaspoon ground dried lavender, 1 teaspoon dried lemon balm. lavender, or blue and red for blue food coloring. 4 drops lavender essential oil. 4 drops ylang ylang essential oil. Silicone or plastic molds. What to do? 1. Center and ground. 2. Follow the general instructions for Bath Bomb's master recipe. Add herbs while blending the dry ingredients together, saying, lavender, bring me peace. Lemon balm, bring me sleep. 3. Add a few drops of the food coloring to the water to tint the mixture pale lavender or pale blue. 4. When you add the essential oils, say, lavender, lend me your relaxation. Ylang ylang, bring me calm. 5. Firmly pack the blend into the molds. Allow it to set 2 to 3 hours. Then gently pop the shapes out and let them dry for another day. Store them in an airtight container. Bath oil. Bath oil is a simple, luxurious addition to your bath that is very easy to make. Here's the basic recipe to adapt as you like, followed by specific magical recipes. Good carrier oils to choose for this project are jojoba oil, grapeseed oil, or sweet almond oil, most of which can be found at your grocery or health food store. What you need. Bottle with lid. 1 cup carrier oil of your choice. 8 to 10 drops of essential oil, your choice, or see following recipes. Label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Pour the carrier oil into the bottle. Add the essential oils. Cap the bottle and gently shake to blend the oils. Clearly label the bottle with the contents and the date the oil was blended. Allow the oil to rest at least a week if possible, to develop before using. 2. To use, add 2 to 4 tablespoons to your bath and swish your hands around to help disperse the oil in the water. Be cautious as it can make the tub slippery. Relaxing bath oil. This is a lovely all-purpose blend for relaxing in the bath. It's good before bed or when you need to unwind after a tense day at work. Make sure the stone is small enough to fit in the bottle you intend to use. What you need. Rose quartz stone. 1 cup carrier oil. Bottle with lid. 5 drops lavender essential oil. 3 drops frankincense essential oil. 2 drops sandalwood essential oil. White candle and candle holder. Matches or lighter. Label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Cleanse the stone as per your preferred method. See chapter 1. 2. Pour the carrier oil into the bottle. Add the essential oils. Cap the bottle and gently shake to blend the oils. 3. When the oil has been shaken, add the stone to the bottle. Place the bottle in front of the candle. Light the candle and say, "Bless this oil that I may release tension and stress when I use it." 4. Let the candle burn down. Label the bottle. 5. Allow the oil to rest at least a week if possible to develop before using. 6. To use, add 2 to 4 tablespoons to your bath and swish your hands around to help disperse the oil in the water. Joyful bath oil. This bath oil is just the thing to lift your spirits and refresh your optimism. What you need. Citrine stone. 1 cup carrier oil. Bottle with lid. 5 drops lemon essential oil. 3 drops frankincense essential oil. 2 drops sweet orange essential oil. Yellow candle and candle holder. Matches or lighter. What to do? 1. Cleanse the stone as per your preferred method. See chapter 1. 2. Pour the carrier oil into the bottle. Add the essential oils. Cap the bottle and gently shake to blend the oils. 3. When the oil has been shaken, add the stone to the bottle. Place the bottle in front of the candle. Light the candle and say, "Bless this oil, that it may bring joy and happiness whenever I use it." 4. Let the candle burn down. Label the bottle. 5. Allow the oil to rest at least a week if possible to develop before using. 6. To use, add 2 to 4 tablespoons to your bath and swish your hands around to help disperse the oil in the water. Bath salts. Epsom salts are used to soothe achy muscles and can help reduce inflammation. This recipe may seem like it makes a lot, but if you use 2 cups per bath, then it goes quickly. Make sure to soak at least 15 minutes to get the benefit from the salt. This recipe makes about 5 cups. You can divide it and add different colors and scents to different bottles if you choose. What you need: 3 cups coarse sea salt, 1.5 cups Epsom salts, 1/2 cup baking soda, medium bowl, 12 to 16 drops essential oils, containers or jars with lids. What to do? 1. Mix the dry ingredients in the bowl. 2. Add essential oils a few drops at a time and mix thoroughly. 3. Store the bath salts in sealed containers to keep out moisture. 4. To use, pour 1 to 2 cups into the bath while the water is running. Serenity Now Bath Salts. Salts are great for relaxing overworked muscles. The herbs and oils in these bath salts are great for an overworked mind and spirit. Who doesn't need some serenity after a long week? This recipe makes about 2.5 cups. What you need: amethyst stone, 1.5 cups coarse sea salt, 3/4 cup Epsom salts, 1/4 cup baking soda, medium bowl, 2 tablespoons dried lavender flowers, 2 tablespoons dried rose petals, crumbled, 8 drops lavender essential oil, 6 drops jasmine essential oil, glass jar with lid. What to do? 1. Cleanse the amethyst according to your preferred method. See Chapter 1. 2. Mix the salts and baking soda in a medium bowl. Add the dried flowers and combine. 3. Add essential oils a few drops at a time and mix thoroughly. 4. Place the amethyst in the bottom of the jar. Pour the bath salts in on top of it and cap the jar. 5. Center and ground. Hold the jar in your hands and draw energy up from the earth to your core, then down your arms to the jar in your hands. Visualize it sparkling with energy. When you feel it has been charged adequately, stop. Put it down and allow the energy you've been drawing up to sink back into the earth. Shake your hands to rid them of any excess energy. 6. To use, pour 1 to 2 cups of bath salts into the bath while the water is running. Milk bath powder. Milk has lactic acid, which works to soften the skin by encouraging dead skin cells to slough off. Cornstarch helps soothe and relieve dry, itchy skin. Magically, milk is associated with nourishment, longevity, and healing energy. Salt possesses purifying and protective energy. The optional oat flour makes the bath even silkier and soothing to the skin. This recipe makes enough for 3 baths. What you need: 1.5 cups whole milk powder, 1/2 cup Epsom salts, 1/2 cup cornstarch, 1/2 cup baking soda, 1/2 cup oat flour, optional, medium bowl, 10 drops essential oils of your choice, 4 cup glass jar with lid, label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Stir the dry ingredients together in the bowl. Add the essential oils and stir thoroughly. 2. Store in a glass jar with a lid and label with the blend and date you made it. 3. To use, scoop out 1 cup of the powder and pour it into the bath. Swish your hand through the water to help disperse and dissolve the blend. Tip: if you're lactose intolerant, you can use powdered goat's milk. If you're vegan, use soy milk, coconut milk, or rice milk. They won't have the same physical effects that lactic acid has, but they'll still feel luxurious, and all of them carry the magical associations of protection and health. If you can't get your preferred milk powdered, mix the oils with the liquid milk, then add the rest of the ingredients and stir to combine. If you use a liquid milk, store the blend in the fridge and shake to blend again before you use it in the bath. Lavender Mint Milk Bath. Lavender is soothing and good for gentle purification. Mint is another good purifier and also supports good health and success. What you need: 1.5 cups whole milk powder, 1/2 cup Epsom salts, 1/2 cup cornstarch, 1/2 cup baking soda, 1/2 cup oat flour, optional. Medium bowl. 10 drops essential oils of your choice. 1 tablespoon dried lavender flowers, roughly ground. 1 tablespoon dried mint, crumbled. 3.5 cup glass jar with lid. Label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Stir the dry ingredients together in the bowl. Add the essential oils and stir thoroughly. 2. Stir the lavender and mint into the blend. Hold your hands over the jar and say, "Powers of lavender and mint, bless this bath with health, peace, and purification. So may it be." 3. Store in a glass jar with a lid and label with the blend and date you made it. 4. To use, scoop out 1 cup of the powder and pour it into the bath. Swish your hand through the water to help disperse and dissolve the blend. Honey milk bath. Honey is associated with immortality, healing, happiness, beauty, and abundance. Honey is soothing and nourishing for the skin. Almonds are also associated with abundance as well as wisdom and healing. Chamomile resonates with healing and peaceful energy, and lavender is used for peace and purification. For extra luxury, gently massage honey onto your face as a mask while you soak in this honey milk bath. Wash it off with warm water and a gentle circular motion after your bath. What you need. 1.5 cups whole milk powder. 1/2 cup Epsom salts. 1/2 cup cornstarch. 1/2 cup baking soda. 1/2 cup oat flour, optional. Medium bowl. 10 drops essential oils of your choice. 2 teaspoons sweet almond oil. 1 teaspoon honey powder or crystals. 1 teaspoon dried rose petals, ground to powder. 1 teaspoon dried lavender flowers, ground to powder. 4 cup glass jar with lid. Label and pen or marker. What to do? 1. Stir the dry ingredients together in the bowl. Add the essential oils and stir thoroughly. 2. Stir in the almond oil, honey powder, rose petals, and lavender flowers. 3. Center and ground. Hold the jar in your hands or your hands over the bowl and say, "I call on the energy of honey, almond, rose, and lavender to bring me peace and healing. So may it be." 4. Store in a glass jar with a lid and label with the blend and date you made it. 5. To use, scoop out 1 cup of the powder and pour it into the bath. Swish your hand through the water to help disperse and dissolve the blend. Skincare. Part of basic self-care is making sure you hit the necessities: food, hygiene, sleep, and so forth. Sometimes you shortchange your body, often because you're uncomfortable within it. One way to become more comfortable in your body is to pay it more attention, to honor and respect it. Making this lovely body butter to moisturize your skin is a way of showing yourself a bit of love. Body butter. Drinking enough water to hydrate your body from the inside is a goal you should always have. This silky, luxurious body butter is a lovely way to treat yourself to well-nourished skin from the outside as well. Make sure you allow the melted mixture to cool. This is what allows you to whip it into lovely, fluffy, silky butter. Makes approximately 1 cup. What you need. 1/4 cup shea butter. 1/4 cup cocoa butter. 1/4 cup coconut oil, solid. Glass bowl. Medium saucepan 1/3 full of water. Wooden chopstick or craft stick. 1/4 cup sweet almond oil. 10 drops essential oils of your choice, optional. Hand mixer. 8-ounce glass jar with lid. What to do? 1. Place the butters and the coconut oil together in the glass bowl. 2. Set the glass bowl on top of the saucepan and warm the saucepan over medium-low heat until the water is simmering. Stir the butters and oils periodically with the wooden stick until they have melted. Remove from heat. 3. Stir in the sweet almond oil. 4. Place the bowl in the fridge about 1 hour, then check to see if the mixture has turned opaque. Look for a texture like soft wax forming. If the mixture has solidified too much, Just leave it on the counter for a while to warm up. 5. Remove the bowl from the fridge and add the essential oils, if using. With the hand mixer, start beating the cooled mixture and continue until it's light and fluffy. The mixture has lightened in color, and the whipped mixture holds its shape on the mixer beaters. 6. Spoon the whipped butter into a glass jar, cap it, and write the name and date on it somewhere. 7. To use, take a dab on your finger and rub it into your skin. A little goes a long way. The body butter may feel greasy at first, but it will absorb quickly. 8. If the butter hardens, remelt it with a bit more sweet almond oil, then repeat the cooling and whipping process. Tip: you can use other butters or oils when making this. Just remember to substitute solids for solids and liquids for liquids. Also, shea butter can have a very strong scent if it's unrefined. If it's too much for you, you have a few options. Look for refined shea butter instead. Decrease the shea butter to 1/8 cup and up the cocoa butter by 1/8 cup. Or use another butter like mango or kokum butter in place of the shea butter. You can also substitute other light oils for the sweet almond oil, such as jojoba, hemp, sunflower, or grapeseed oil. Magical Body Butter Blend, Serenity. This magical body butter blend uses the soothing energies of jasmine, rose, and ylang ylang to create a blend that attracts balance and peace. The pale blue candle and amethyst, jade, and moonstone used to bless it also work to underline peace and to calm stress. What you need: 1 recipe body butter, see recipe in this chapter, 4 drops jasmine essential oil, 4 drops rose essential oil, 2 drops lavender essential oil, pale blue candle and candle holder, matches or lighter, amethyst stone, jade stone, moonstone. What to do? 1. Prepare the body butter as per the previous recipe, adding the jasmine, rose, and lavender oils where essential oils are indicated in the recipe. 2. When the magical body butter is finished and placed in the container, bring it to your workspace. Set the candle in the center of the workspace, place the container of butter in front of it, and arrange the 3 stones in a semicircle in front of the container. 3. Light the pale blue candle and say, "Spirits of serenity, I invite you here. Lend to this butter your peace, your calm. May I be blessed by you each time I use it." 4. Touch the amethyst and say, "Amethyst, I invoke your calm. Lend it to this butter." 5. Touch the jade and say, "Jade, I invoke your tranquility. Lend it to this butter." 6. Touch the moonstone and say, "Moonstone, I invoke your peace. Lend it to this butter." 7. Sit at your workspace with your eyes closed, breathing deeply, sensing the calm around you. When you feel it is right, you may extinguish the candle and leave, or allow the candle to burn down completely to continue to charge the butter. Restful sleep. One of the keys to reducing stress and taking good care of your body is getting adequate sleep. Easier said than done. Your mind can keep you awake long after lights out, sabotaging restful sleep, or keeping you from reaching a deep enough sleep for it to be properly restorative. Maximizing your sleep benefit can lower blood pressure, regulate your appetite, and improve concentration and productivity. A reliable bedtime routine can help your mind settle into the proper wind down for an easier time falling asleep. Here's a list of simple sleep-associated tips. Eat a light supper beforehand. Wash your face and remember to moisturize. Take a moment or so to reflect on your day, writing in your self-care journal if you like. See the end-of-day ritual in Chapter 4. Put away your phone and tablet at least half an hour before lights out. If you want to read, choose a paper book. It engages the brain in a different way. Make your room calm and make sure you have fresh sheets regularly. Vacuum your bedroom and tidy your flat surfaces to create as unchaotic an atmosphere as you can. For more on care of your household, see Chapter 5. Also see the bedtime prayer exercise in Chapter 4 for another idea on how to approach bedtime. Naps and alternatives. As with many other self-care tips, recommending naps often assumes you have the time and space in which to have them. There is a lot of discussion about how a nap can actually make you more productive, how a brief snooze can revive you and help with mental clarity. Well, it doesn't always work. If you struggle with anxiety or sleep problems, trying to nap can be excruciating. Fortunately, there are alternatives. Recent research has shown that even lying down for 20 minutes can have similar benefits to an actual nap, which is excellent news for those who have trouble falling asleep. There are also times when a nap can be detrimental. If you are practicing strict sleep hygiene, naps are a bad thing because they can upset your body's rhythm to a point where your night will be out of whack again, and it can take days to recover. So what to do instead of napping? Meditation. Try one of the breathing meditation exercises or a mindfulness meditation from Chapter 4. Light exercise. Yes, it may be a drag getting yourself up and going, but a brief walk outside can clear your head and lift your mood. Part of it is the change in surroundings and the fresh air, but part of it is getting blood flowing through your muscles and breathing more deeply than you would when sitting home. One way you can amp up your physical self-care is by boosting the quality of the sleep you get. Balms and room or linen sprays are a way to use the power of essential oils to help you relax and create an atmosphere to optimize your sleep. Sleep balm. Sleep balm can be rubbed on inner wrists, temples, inner elbows, and anywhere else you'd like. It's especially nice on rough feet. The oils in it support relaxation and help calm a busy mind, allowing you to fall asleep more easily. What you need. Small saucepan, 1/2 full of water. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 tablespoon coconut oil, solid. 1 tablespoon beeswax, grated or pellets. Clean glass jar, approximately 6 ounces. Wooden chopstick or craft stick. 10 drops lavender essential oil. 10 drops chamomile essential oil. 5 drops bergamot essential oil. 3 drops sweet orange essential oil. 2 drops ylang ylang essential oil. Storage jar or container, approximately 2 ounces, or 2 1-ounce containers. Glass recommended. What to do? 1. Place the saucepan on a stove burner and bring the water to a simmer over medium-low heat. 2. Place the olive and coconut oils and the beeswax in the glass jar. Place the glass jar in the simmering water to allow the contents to melt together. Use the chopstick or craft stick to stir them, or gently hold the rim of the jar and swirl the contents to help them melt and combine. 3. When the beeswax has melted and combined with the oils, turn off the burner and remove the jar from the pan. 4. Add the essential oils and swirl to combine. 5. Open your storage containers. Carefully pour the liquid balm into them, using paper towel to wipe off the edge of the container if necessary. 6. Leave the containers to cool and the balm to solidify. The shallower your containers, the more quickly this will happen. 7. Cover the containers and store in a cool, dry place. This sleep balm will keep for about 6 months. Sleep mist. This blend of oils is designed to be sprayed with a mister over your bed. Do it about 10 minutes before you plan to get into bed, so that the sheets don't feel damp. What you need. Spray bottle. 1 cup distilled water. 30 drops lavender essential oil. 10 drops chamomile essential oil. 8 drops ylang ylang essential oil. What to do? 1. Nearly fill the spray bottle with the distilled water. 2. Add the essential oils and cap the bottle. Swirl gently to combine. 3. To use it, fold back your covers. Shake the bottle gently to recombine the solution. Spray the sheets with the sleep mist, but don't saturate them. Just let the mist settle on the fabric. Wait a few minutes for the sheets to dry a bit. You could do your bedtime routine, and then get in. Enjoy the calming scent of the oils. Chapter 4. Spiritual Self-Care. Spiritual self-care is the process of nurturing our search for meaning in life, usually by interacting with some form of power or energy greater than our own. While many recognize that spirituality is an aspect of their lives, not as many people understand that their spiritual life and relationship with the divine, or whatever they hold sacred, needs tending, just as relationships between people do. This chapter explores methods through which you can engage in spiritual self-care, exploring creativity, celebration of the divine, and your connection to the elements around you. Spiritual self-care.